You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto. Glad you could join us this fine Wednesday. Our show's dedicated to helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, be that at home, at school, or at work. And that's what we're doing right now, working. How are you doing, Mr. Art Factorum, my erstwhile producer?
Loving life.
Yeah, are you really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, you know what we're going to do today?
What are we going to do, Steve?
We got a great show lined up.
Whatever you do, I'm excited. I'm behind you 100%.
Well, that's good.
Sorry.
That makes me feel pretty much the same as I felt before I knew that. We are going to talk about apps today. It's app palooza on DottoTech today.
For those who aren't aware, the a palooza was a term used for a big concert series back in the 90s. Hey, not everyone got that, and I'm just helping them out.
Okay, Art. Yeah, throw me under the bus. That's fine. There's the bus. Bum, 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 bum. We've got guests in studio. Paul DeMera is joining me in studio. How are you doing, Paul?
Wonderful.
It's good that you're here. And we also have David Hathaway, my technical guru. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great today, yeah.
And also in studio, but she won't come on air, is Dave's significant other, Megan, but she doesn't want to talk. But we might refer to her occasionally because she's given me a list of her favorite apps. So here's what we're doing, Art. This is the plan for the day. We're looking for people to call in or tweet into us and tell us what their favorite apps are, be they on Android, be they on iPhone or iOS or iPad. And I guess if you have a BlackBerry, you can do it too.
And they've only got, what, like 100 million to choose from?
I don't know what the last count is on the iTunes store.
It's got to be over 500,000, right?
It's well over half a million.
I think we're heading towards a billion. It's probably 750,000 now.
And every time I ask people who are technically kind of with it, what apps they use, they're never the same apps I use. I mean, occasionally we find the same app, and it's like talking about music. Have you heard? No, I haven't heard of them, or I haven't heard that song. And then all of a sudden, you find one band or one song that you all like. But it's almost like that. There's just so many different apps out there. So let me put out the number, because if people want a phone, they can call us at 604-280-0650 or 0650. Call in, let us know what your favorite app is. In Art, I could ask you to grab people's email addresses that go in, because we'll enter them to win our contest. We're giving away an Epson label printer at the end of the week. So if you just grab their email address, we'll throw it in there for the list. Can I get you to do that?
I'm on it,
too much work?
No, I'm on it.
That's good. We're going to do that. And if you're out of town, you can call us on 1-877-280-0650. And, of course, you can also tweet me, DottoTech, at DottoTech. You can send me a tweet, and we will get your tweet in as well of your favorite app. So Art, I'm gonna let you kick it off. What is your favorite app?
I gotta say, if we're going ever since I got this iPhone, I think the one that I've used the most, it's up there, has to be Words with Friends.
What is Words with Friends? I don't know Words with Friends.
Words with Friends is like a Scrabble app, and it's very addictive because it has the sort of social aspect of communicating with like Twitter or like Facebook, and you're talking with friends kind of. But it also has that competitive mode where it has that unique ring when somebody plays their tiles. So then you know that you got to see. And the difference between, I realize that I'm a fairly smart guy, but I'm nowhere near as smart as half the people on my Words with Friends list. It's online Scrabble, essentially.
It's online Scrabble. And they can't use the word Scrabble or they'd be sued, I guess. That's the thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, I know Facebook had a whole issue with Scrabble right at the beginning as well. So you like word games?
I like this word game only because I want to beat these people who keep on killing me.
Okay. But you have time to... See, here's the thing that I don't get about online word games is... You've got time to do research because it's not nobody's sitting there looking at you.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can actually go and
it's
Google.
It's the honor system.
Is there?
There's actually websites. There's entire websites dedicated.
Yeah.
So if you put in like Z Q A I T, you
it'll
put those letters
words
in, and it'll say what the longest or best word you can put together with.
Is it the same scoring system as Scrabble?
Similar.
But
I've literally lost by like I guess. You can probably peak at about, on average, 300 points. I've lost like 350 to like 100.
Oh,
it's embarrassing. So I have to play this person all the time just to try and beat her. I win like maybe once every 10 times.
It's just one person you play. It's a girl you like, isn't it?
No, it's not a girl. Okay. Okay. It's a girl, actually, I didn't mind before. Now I hate her.
Okay. Do you want to say her name?
No.
You want to give her Twitter address?
Not at all.
Words with Friends. Now, it sounds a little bit similar to the game that the kids are, that the kids in my family are playing, which is called Draw Free, which is this game where you basically do these doodlings and you draw all sorts of pictures and then they have to guess what your picture is. I suck at this game. If the picture is stick man or stick dog or stick house, I can probably do it. But there, Draw Free has become just a phenomenon. Of course, the site sold to, or the app sold to Zynga for something like ludicrous amount of money. Well, Dave Hathaway, you just jumped in there. What's number one on your list?
Well, I was actually going to say Drawsome or Draw Free because I absolutely love it, and I'm not all that great with word games. But probably my absolute favorite on the iPhone has got to be Navagon.
What's Navagon?
Navagon's one of those GPS mapping type utilities.
How do you spell it? N-A-V?
N-A-V-I-G-O-N.
I-G-O-N. Okay, what does that do?
Well, it's your basic GPS, here's how you get to where you're going type app. But its big advantage for me is I travel into the States, and it works without using any cell data at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it just runs off the GPS connection. So I can take my iPhone down the States, and there's no data charges for it to act as my map.
So it's all loaded locally, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's all loaded. Yeah, it takes up a fair amount of room on your phone.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
But it's actually, now does it use a lot of power on your phone to get to the GPS as opposed to...
It's pretty power hungry, yeah.
Because Mr. Paul DeMera would have a good idea of how the different navigation progresses. So if I use Google Maps on my phone and I'm in the States, if I don't have my radio turned on, it won't work, will
it? Because
it uses cellular triangulation.
It does, and it also needs to be able to load the local maps as you move along because they're not all loaded in the device. So it needs the data connection to bring down that information to present it to you, right?
So if you're a traveler and you've got your mobile phone, even if you're not taking calls, you're going to be getting big-time roaming charges from the American if you do that. That is a really good point. Now, I have a built-in GPS in my car, so I don't worry too much about using the GPS on my device, so I typically turn my device off. So that's called Navagon, and it actually uses the GPS satellites.
Yeah,
TomTom does the same thing. I haven't played with it much myself, now, but TomTom's another one.
Is Navagon free?
No, it's anywhere, depending upon when you get it, its price goes up and down. It's a $50 to $100 app.
Yeah.
Wow, and TomTom is the same kind
deal,
of price.
Same deal, yeah, somewhere between the same price
points. They're pricey apps.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I don't know if I could ever bring
but
myself
save
to
that
spending
on
more than $1.99 on
well,
an
that's,
app.
Well, that's the thing, is I have easily saved that amount of money.
One trip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to call in line two. Is it Sharon? What you're looking down, two. Alexandra. Alexandra, hi, are you on?
Yep. What?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. What's your favorite app?
It's called Shazam.
Shazam. Oh, I love
That's
Shazam. Go ahead with it.
Yeah.
How does it work for you?
It's awesome. It's never, ever failed. It gets it right every single time.
It's your very own personal DJ kind of thing, right?
That's right.
It tells you every song. You listen to a song, you don't know what it is, you hold it up to the speaker, and it tells you what it is. Now, have you upgraded to the full-blown version, or do you just have the free version that you got with your phone?
I did actually end up paying for it, and it's worth it.
Because you get lyrics now, too, don't you?
Exactly.
That's cool. Nice. Now, what device are you using?
I have an iPhone.
You have an iPhone? Which, well, you can't just say iPhone. What model of iPhone?
Not the S.
Not the S. That's the same one as I'm using. I think we only have one S in the room here. That's great. So that is a great one. Shazam, to me, Shazam was the very first phone-based app that blew my mind when
it's
I first saw it.
It's kind of a killer app for the iPhone, right? When
it
came out.
It really is.
Well, it applies
to everybody, pretty much. Everybody likes music, right?
And nobody can believe it the first time they see it. It's one of the ones that for the first year it was out, I think, every time that a song played, people would say, listen, watch this. And they'd hold their phone up, and nobody would believe that it would actually work. Do you still show your friends occasionally and just blow their mind? Alexandra? Oh, she's already gone. So I would show it to my friends and it would just blow their mind. So that's a good one. I'm going to put that in. Shazam. Don't pull over your car and think you can't drive home right now, because I'm making a list. These will all be on the website after the show. So
there you go, right?
Okay.
Don't forget to send it to me, right?
Yes, no kidding.
David's probably in there too, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Shazam. What? Okay, Paul, you give me your first one.
You know, Evernote is on the hot list for me, and the reason for it is a lot of times you need to keep track of things. And it's
talk
just
about picking the low-hanging fruit.
Wow, well, okay. I mean, I've got lots of others too, but well, that one's definitely on the hot list.
Evernote is, in my mind, the best app ever created.
I agree. It's awesome. It really
now,
is awesome.
For people who don't know, Evernote is a cloud-based app where you create an account and it installs on your iPhone, it installs on your iPad, it installs on your computer, in your web browser, on all your devices, and allows you to store all those little bits of data and put them in so that you can retrieve them from almost anything. It's a phenomenal app, and they're really building on it. I was speaking at a real estate conference today, and the realtors were talking about how people are now taking Evernote, walking through houses as they're viewing houses to purchase, taking pictures,
yep,
and then doing voice annotation within Evernote. This is the house on Marine Way. Uh-huh. It's, you know, this is the backyard. This is the fence that has to be redone, so that they can they know exactly what all the details are as they walk through.
It's an awesome use for it, right? I mean,
it absolutely is. It absolutely is. If you're out there driving, and you want to share with us your favorite app, the phone number. 604-280-0650. Let us know your favorite app. We'll give us your email address and we'll enter you to win. We're giving away a label printer. Go ahead, Art. Can
I just throw in SoundHound along the same lines as Shazam?
Oh.
But you can whistle or hum the song that's in your head that you can't think of the name.
My friend mentioned that one today, actually. Art. And he said it was great. And it comes to some of the song's lyrics again. You can get lyrics for them. So
yeah, well, like if you have no idea what the lyrics are, you can just, yeah, because it's that song that you heard
that's
on a commercial.
Stuck in your head.
Yeah, and then you just hum it in. And usually, I tested it, and yeah, almost every song it had, you only need like 5 seconds.
And are you musical?
Not really.
Give us an example of Art asking SoundHound for a tune. Just sing a few bars.
Oh, jeez. Now you put me on the spot.
Well, you already did it to me, Art. You started this whole process of kind of an antagonistic relationship today.
Okay. Well, here's a basic one. If you're all you got to do is everyone knows the song, but if you don't know the name because you're just useless, it'll tell you what it is, and that's all you need to do. And it'll probably even do the top song that it thinks that it is and then a few other songs that it's close to.
Cool.
SoundHound.
Very SoundHound, cool. Along the same lines as Shazam. And that's the thing about these apps, is there are multiple ones every single case.
For every Coke, there's a Pepsi.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
If you want to send us a tweet instead of giving us a call, send us a tweet. And I do have one. I have one from Carrick3, who sent me a tweet that says, for the iPhone, definitely Goodreader. Mm. And for the Mac, his number one app is 1Password. We've talked about 1Password. It's the number one password. Dave, you use it?
Yep, I use it all the time.
Fill me in on 1Password, because I actually haven't bought it, because it's $19, I think.
Oh, I know. I held off for the longest time going, $20 for an app? Oh, I don't know. But basically, it just keep track. I mean, with all the websites I deal with, I've got tons and tons of passwords, and it just keeps them all stored in one single place, so that I don't necessarily have to write them down, remember them, keep them in a text file, so they're securely locked up in the machine, but I can get at them instantly, and it will just automatically fill in web forms.
Yeah, and it also creates really complex passwords that you could never create yourself or remember yourself.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of its own ecosystem, though, because you buy 1Password, but you have to purchase it separately for all of your devices. Now, do you have it on your iPhone as well?
No, I've only got it on my MacBook at this point.
Okay, but it's for the websites that you're going to on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And it's about $20 on the Mac, and it's also available on PC, I believe.
Yeah, I think they have a PC version of it.
And it's definitely available on the iPhone, and it's, I think, $9 or $9.95 on the iPhone.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Yeah, so that's good. 1Password is an excellent, excellent choice. Art said that we've got is it line one, Art? Sharon?
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. What's your favorite app?
Gas Buddy.
Gas Buddy.
That's a great one.
Oh, they're getting... is that one of the ones that tells you where the cheapest gas is?
It is, yes.
Does it come back with Alberta?
No, it comes back with the states, even, because we're so close to the border.
Oh, right. So you drive. Now, how big a difference does it make? Like, in the local area, does it make 1 or 2 or 3 cents a liter difference, or how much is...
Well, it depends. I live in Langley, and I I head to Abbotsford a lot, or I'm driving right into Vancouver. So if I can find cheaper gas, it's great.
You make a detour. Now, does it alert you, or is it something that you search for when you're
when
it's time?
No, you have to hit the app, and it'll tell you where all the gas is. It'll either say use your location, or you can give it the location you're heading to.
Oh, okay. And it's a free app, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
As I recall, the website has a ton of advertising, so you probably get a lot of ads pushed to you as you're using it.
No, I don't see any ads on it.
Really? Mm. Well, that's good for them.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, what are you using it on, Sharon?
iPhone.
You're using it on the iPhone as well. Good. Yeah. Have you tried any of the others? Have you tried Shazam, just out of curiosity?
No, I haven't. I'm really interested in all of these ones you're talking about.
I think SoundHound is the one. I think I want to get you to sing me a song, too. You up for that? Maybe not. Thanks a lot, Sharon. Gas Buddy, we've got your email address. Good luck on winning the label printer.
All right. Thanks so much. Love your show.
Thanks so much. We appreciate that.
I used Gas Buddy this weekend in Michigan.
Yeah, in Michigan.
Yep. Wow.
You were driving around in Michigan.
Well, we were coming up to the airport, and it was time to drop the rental car off. So it was like, where's the nearest gas station?
So you used it almost as a location to find it.
And it sounded immediately. It's like, okay.
Does it give you directions as well?
Yeah, it gave it if I remember, I was driving at the time, so I wasn't looking at it. But the guy that I was with just turn right up here, and bang, there was a gas station.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Because that's the worst thing is when you're driving somewhere and your tank is low and you fill up and then you get, 5 kilometers down the road and you see gas for 3 cents a liter less.
Oh, yeah.
Flat forehead, no clue.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take a quick break. Let's let you know the phone number is 604-280-0650 or out of town, 1-877-280-0650. And if you want to tweet us, it's at Dotto Tech. We're going to take a quick break. I've got Dave Hathaway, Paul DeMera. I'm Steve Dotto at Art Factor. You're listening to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Barbecue season is here, and that gets Dad pretty excited.
Yahoo!
But if your barbecue is on its last legs...
Oops. There goes that leg again.
Then Red Robin is here to help. Right now, you can enter to win a Weber Q barbecue at all Red Robin locations. Valued at $500. Get all the info and find a location near you at redrobincanada.com.
Okay, so, who wanted rust on their burger?
You better hurry.
Red Robin.
Yum.
When you're wearing uncomfortable shoes, stress starts from the ground up. For over 70 years, Harry Minnick Shoes has been providing custom footwear that looks great and, more importantly, feels great. Check out their wide selection of both men's and ladies' brands from top names like Wolke, Joseph Seibel, and especially Sass. Then get professionally fitted, ensuring that you walk out with comfortable feet. Harry Minnick Shoes, the perfect fit every time. 640 6th Street in New Westminster.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Steve Dotto here, and we're glad you're listening to Dotto Tech today. We are doing a little bit of a different format. Instead of doing our normal stories and features, we are just kind of having a fireside chat with Steve, talking about our favorite apps. I've got David Hathaway, Paul DeMera, of course, Art Factora, and your calls coming into the show telling us what are your favorite apps. Phone number 604-280-0650 or tweet us at Dotto Tech and we will get your favorite apps on the air. Paul?
Oh, another one would be Pronto Forms.
Pronto Forms.
Really good for business. A lot of folks have a paper-based process, and what Pronto Forms does for you is it allows you to take that process and turn it into a form very, very easily. And turn that into something that you need to, do on a daily basis so that you can just send off to whoever. And it's very, very simple to update your forms, change them. Really neat program.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And does it create them as a PDF or as a database?
You can run through APIs. Basically, you generate the design for the form, and then you push it out to the devices, and then those devices report back to a back-end server, so it's cloud-based. And it's just to get rid of that paper that we're all trying to get rid of.
There we go. Now, I've got this huge, huge list in front of me from the silent person in the room. David's wife gave me a list of all of her favorite apps. And it's such a long list, Megan.
She's got to come up with something, right?
She can talk to us. She's got a headset on, so she can actually talk. But the one that I'll let Dave take this, and it's because we don't want to force Megan. But do you know My Waist? I want you to fill me in on My Waist because that sounds cool. Do you know about it, Dave?
Yeah, My Waist. Basically, what it does is it goes off and it tells us when the garbage guy is coming, where the local recycling depots are, what can we put in the recycling, on what days they'll come by to pick up the green waste bin. It's great because I can never remember what
day especially like is. This last weekend was a long weekend. So yep.
Everything changed, right?
Tuesday, it changes and shifts the days. Yep. So it gives you an alert.
She's got it up there.
She's pointing to your phone. It's like the mime person on radio. It just doesn't work all that well. So here we got garbage collection, recycling collection, and green bin collection because you guys are in Burnaby.
Yeah.
And we've got the same now in Ladner where I am because they've started this green kind of wet waste all of your stuff. So and it tells you all of it, saying that you can set reminders, so it'll give you an alert. Does it? And it can give you an alert, I guess, the night before, which is when you want to know. That one I think is a winner. That's one that I'm installing right away, and that works. It actually, you just give it your address, and then it ties into your municipal schedule. Yeah. See, I am always going on the Corporation of Delta's website and looking up for that darn PDF
document.
That's
what I always use.
You and me both, Steve.
That is a really a good one. We got a call, Art. We got Julie on. How are you doing, Julie?
Hi.
So what's your favorite app?
Well, it's not my favorite one, and it's not really very useful, but it's kind of fun.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too.
Yeah. It's called Akinator.
Akinator? What is that?
It's this cartoon genie guy, and you think of a character. It can be anybody. It could be a movie star or a singer or even a cartoon character. And the app asks you random questions that you just have to answer yes or no to, and it guesses it every single time, like in like 5 or 10 questions. It's crazy.
Oh, so it's like 20 questions.
Yeah, but it doesn't usually take 20.
Now, how do you spell Akinator?
Akinator.
See, I wasn't even close. Akinator. And so it asks you questions, and you if you think of somebody famous.
Yeah, like you can even do like your sister, and it'll somehow guess it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
And you just answer yes or no.
Yep.
Wow, it's like magic. See, that doesn't have to be useful when it's that impressive.
Exactly.
Do you have a useful one you can share with us, Julie?
No.
Okay. Akinator, you just kind of the sort of person. Oh, Art's got it up. Are you going to play it while we're doing this, Art?
Probably.
Art's. Yeah, we've lost Art now. We're on our own for this segment. Thanks a lot, Julie. We got your email address. Well, and good luck on winning that label printer there. That'd be good. Have a good day. Okay. Akinator. That's pretty good. That sounds awesome. Okay, Dave, your turn. You're up.
Wonder Kit.
What is Wonder Kit?
Wonder Kit is it's a cloud-based to-do app, basically. So the nicest thing is like if I put something in, I've got to go do this for Steve. Put it in on my phone. I go home, load it up on my Mac, and it's all synced up already. And if I'm on a Windows machine, I can just simply go to the website, log in. All my to-do list stuff is all there.
So it's
plus you can share it with
manager.
Other people. Yeah. So other people that are running WonderKit, you can share out your lists or have little group team, you know, team to-do lists and stuff like that. And it allows me to break it up. You know, I've got a music one, I've got my work one, personal stuff, and I just keep lists in there.
So do you use Evernote?
No, you know, the funny thing is for all the people who absolutely love Evernote, it's been on my phone since day one, and I've probably opened it twice.
Because I'm wondering how it fits in like if you've drunk the Evernote Kool-Aid, is another to-do list or is another list manager going to work? Because there are, I don't know, but I think the last count was 700 billion list managers.
Yeah.
Now, is WonderKit free?
WonderKit is, I think it's free at this point, and there's a sort of a pro version of it that you can get that costs, I think it's really only a couple bucks a month.
But essentially a cloud-based list manager and to-do list manager. Does it dovetail or does it integrate at all with any of your calendar apps?
No, it does not integrate with my...
And that's a challenge for apps. I find the weakest part of my entire time and contact management system is calendars.
Yeah.
Is it getting duplicated? I mean, your contact list is bad. your calendar is worse. Getting duplicate.
Yeah.
Because we're all starting to migrate to Google Calendar for a lot of our personal stuff and shared calendars with others. And consequently, it gets really confusing when we start using a dedicated calendar like iCal on the Mac, or if you're using Outlook on the PC. And then you start integrating that with Google Calendars. You suddenly start getting these dual appointments. And I mean, it's great that you can accept appointments and stuff.
Yeah.
And to-do lists, I think, should integrate with your calendar. That's the thing that I'm always looking for.
Yeah, and very, very few of them do.
Yeah.
Really, at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. That's really disappointing.
Well, we just gave somebody an idea, right?
Yeah. They're running off to code it up.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. As if we need more ideas. You know, I haven't given one. I haven't given an app. But, you know, I've done the app thing so many times.
What's on the Steve hot list,
What's on the Steve hot list right now? Well, Songify is my favorite.
Songify.
Hmm. Songify is the app where you record you just basically, it's free. The kids love it. You just basically record a little bit of you say something, and then it plays it back as music. I'll show you. We're doing Dotto Tech. We've got David Hathaway. We've got Paul DeMera in Arts in the Booth. We're doing Dotto Tech. We've got David Hathaway. We've got Paul DeMera in Arts in the Booth. David Hathaway. We've got Paul DeMera in Arts in the Booth. David Hathaway. We've got Paul DeMera.
That's pretty funny. I always wondered how you made that sort of intro on your Dotto Tech website or wherever it was.
I know. This wasn't around before it. It's called Songify. And the cool thing is you can do things like make birthday greetings for people.
Yeah.
And then you can email it right out of the app. So you send an email with somebody with one of the songs. Now, they will they'll push information to you trying to sell you different songs and different styles. And there's a whole bunch of these different styles. But it basically turns us all into pretty darn good music. Not Dave Hathaway good musicians, but pretty darn good musicians.
Just when you thought that Akinator the Web Genie was useless, that's pretty awesome, but useless.
There are so many useful apps that finding truly useless ones is it's an art in itself.
Is it not?
Songify, and I think it's on all of the operating systems. Paul, you're up again.
Well, you know, let's go into the fun stuff. I just recently bought a little joystick controller from the Apple Store and downloaded 100 Atari games. So you remember back in the day, Centipede, the Galaga, all that stuff. You can get 100 games for $5.99, and the actual arcade quality joystick was like $60. What a blast!
Is it a Bluetooth joystick?
No, it actually is a little stand, and you just take your iPad, you put it in there, and it's got a controller, and then four big buttons, and
Invaders?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man!
Did you know that started as an April Fool's joke?
You're kidding.
What's the name? Those people sent me. Yeah, ThinkGeek. ThinkGeek put that out as an April Fool's joke a couple years back, and it was so wildly popular that they actually went off and commissioned someone to actually start making
it. So what was it
called?
And they're
great.
It's just Atari. You just look up Atari.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there's Megan being silent. It's called the iCade.
That's the actual controller.
Atari iCade.
How much was the controller?
How much did
I paid $59.95 for it.
For the controller, and then $5 for
$5.99
all of the games.
For 100 games,
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to jump in again with another app, because you were talking about useful. You guys wanted useful. And today, for the first time, I gave my presentation today. I gave a talk to a real estate group today, and I gave my presentation from my iPad, but this would have worked as well from a Mac. But I downloaded a little app from Apple called Keynote Remote. It was 99 cents, and it allowed me to by Bluetooth connect to my iPad while I was running my keynote presentation, and I managed my presentation from my iPhone. So I've got one of those little I've got a USB remote that I can use if I'm using PowerPoint or Keynote plugged into the computer. But this Bluetooth connects and allows us. It shows you your speaker notes and all that sort of stuff on your phone. You can see your slide on your phone.
Nice.
So if you're walking you don't have a monitor, if you're walking around in a crowd in front of the stage, you can see all of your slides, and then you can slide back and forth and tap on the screen and control Keynote for
that's
99 cents.
You got to present. That's the ticket.
That was a pretty cool one. I really like that. Art, did you want to throw something in? Did you have one?
Well, if we're going to go and play, I should go the opposite way and say Mint.
Mint.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mint.
Now, Mint is an app that was one of the very first apps that we talked about in the show. Lindsay Smith brought it to our attention. Is that when you first saw it?
Yeah, and I went on the website and I logged in with all my information, and then I got the iPhone.
It.
Well, I like it because I've got a couple of different accounts just because.
Okay, explain what Mint is off the top.
Essentially what Mint does is it's like your own personal accountant, and it takes all of your bank accounts and anything sort of online, and it puts it all into one easy to read, easy to follow account schedule. Mm-hmm. So I know when I use my debit card to buy anything, my credit card to buy anything, deposits, this and that. And so I can look, and I'm not the greatest financially, as you can probably tell by my lifestyle. But this kind of puts me, it really puts me accountable on everything. So I know, and it'll also list, so you put all the money gets put into categories. So if I spend, I can see how much I spend in fast food. I can see how much I spend at in alcohol. I can see how much I spend in entertainment. I can see where my money goes for bills. So then you know where to really, instead of having to go back and look online, which is difficult because when you go to your bank, it'll have all these weird like abbreviations for where you spent your money, so you have no idea. But immediately I can see at the end of the day, okay, well, I spent, you know, $5 here, $5 here, $20 here. And then after a month's worth, you go, holy, how did I spend $200 on whatever? And then you can say, okay, for next month, I'm going to, you know, try to balance my budget and make sure that and how much I'm going to spend.
How long have you been using it?
About 6 months.
So has it made a difference in your spending habits?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it almost seems like, well, I'll spend less in one area and then forget. And then
use the money for something else,
yeah,
right?
So yeah, it just moves money around now.
Okay, Mint, and it's how much is it?
It's Mint's
like
free.
It's a free app.
It's a great
but
free
app. But it does tie into all of your bank accounts and
yes.
stuff. So you got to be very careful about having a proper password on your phone and find my iPhone and all that kind of stuff. Because if you lose it, there's kind of got the keys to your all of Arts Factor's fortune.
Right, but you can only see how much money I don't have. You can't manage your accounts.
You can't transfer
Mint.
Money within it
no.
or anything like that.
No.
Good. But so. And is it real time? Like as soon as you make a deposit into the ATM, does it come like up right away?
Oh yeah. As soon as it gets to your like if you can check it on your bank account like online.
Yeah.
To any of your web-based, it'll be that fast. Like it just transfer information pretty quickly.
And was it hard at all to set up?
No, not at all. Like it's about as hard or easy as setting up. A Hotmail account or a Gmail account.
Okay, so getting all the account information in was pretty easy.
Yeah.
And is that the first place you go? Do you go there more often than you go to your online bank account?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just because it's all in one place. Okay. I've got two different accounts, and yeah, it makes it so much easier. It's
good
great.
Stuff. Phone number, if you have a favorite app, give us a call, 604-280-0650. Out of town, 1-877-280-0650. And when you call in, we'll put your name in. We're giving away, at the end of this week, we're giving away a label printer from our friends at Epson. You can also tweet us at DottoTech. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to DottoTech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Look as young as you feel with the help of the award-winning Dermal Laser Centers. Turn back the clock by smoothing deep wrinkles and fine lines. Restore volume and bring back healthy, flawless skin. Start with a complimentary consultation and ask about their non-surgical, physician-directed procedures that are tried, tested, and true. Go from now to well. Call 604-638-SKIN or visit dermallaser.com. Dermal Laser Centers, BC's first and only choice for trusted dermal care.
Want to get the latest in mobile phones with your choice of carrier and plan? Go to a place where you can trust you'll get what's right for you. London Drugs. They carry a huge variety of the best mobile phones, top brands, and have the selection of carriers right there. From the basic phones to the latest smartphones, London Drugs will connect you with the phone and plan that fits your needs. So relax. You'll get the unbiased advice you need to choose. London Drugs. Your feel better place.
Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Our silent fifth amigo here was doing a little bit of research on the iWaste. What is it called? MyWaste? MyWaste. And she noticed that my municipality, the great municipality of Delta, our,
I'm in North Delta.
Yeah, you're
in
Delta. Is not on. It's not tying into the system. So we're going to have a word with City Hall tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't. I think I owe them some money. But at any rate, I but they owe me better garbage service. That's true. So we'll have to have a work. Got a tweet in from at Penny Century. TuneIn Radio is my favorite app. It allows me to listen to a number of radio stations online each morning as I get ready for work. And that is my go-to radio app. Now, we do in our household, we do listen to a lot of CBC. So the CBC radio app, I think of all of the individual radio stations, other than, of course, AM 650. CBC does a tremendous job with their apps. And, of course, CBC 3, which is all online, and the ability to search. They've got an awful lot of nice features in their app. I think it's the best example of a radio station app. But what TuneIn does, it allows you to tune into any local station and stream it through. So I use it a lot because I don't have a portable AM radio anymore. So if I'm listening to the hockey game and I'm doing dishes or barbecuing outside, I just plug in my headset into my iPhone, and since I'm on Wi-Fi, it's not using my data, and I'll listen to the post game show or the hockey game on radio or the football game come football season. So that works really well for me.
The new Bluetooth headset you got, it actually has the audio as well, so you can
yes,
even listen
I've
without
got,
wires.
I've got a Plantronics, the Voyager Pro,
yeah.
And it's got A2DP, which is what you want to look for if you're buying a Bluetooth headset. And that does, it allows me to tune the radio.
No wires.
Yeah, I send the radio through to it. I do that all the time. I also listen to my audiobooks on it as well. So that is a great solution as well. So TuneIn Radio. But other people have other... There's a fair number of radio apps as well. Which one do you like, Paul?
I like Wunder Radio.
Wunder. How do you spell it?
W-U-N-D-E-R Radio. And okay. When I'm up in Kelowna, which I spend a bit of time up there, it's nice because I can listen to radio stations from the coast. I also listen once in a while to radio stations from other cities during the hockey games.
Yeah.
You know, when the Canucks were playing. Just to hear what other people are saying about our team, right? And my nothing brother-in-law good. Got me on that. It's kind of an interesting...
Well, at this point, they're saying nothing.
That's right. They're saying nothing.
Yeah, it's good. So TuneIn Radio and Wunder. Wunder Radio. You know, Megan's got such a great list here of her stuff. She has Django Radio. She put that one on as her favorite as well. And now... Megan also mentioned me. I wish you would just talk. Can you? Art, is Megan's headset on? Can you turn her on and let her talk? Can you talk, Megan? Okay, cool. Tell me about the sleep app.
Which Pizzizz or Sleep
no, no,
Cycle?
No, the Sleep Cycle.
Sleep Cycle, I travel a lot for my job. So when I'm transferring time zones, I use Sleep Cycle. You keep your phone plugged in overnight next to your bed, put it under the top sheet, and it uses the altimeter to monitor how much you're moving. So it knows the... cycle of sleep that you're in. You tell it when you need to be up by, and it pays attention, and at the best time where you'll be least groggy and least disoriented, it wakes you up.
So it's monitoring your sleep rhythms, because as we go into a deeper sleep, I'm not sure what the technical terms are, we'll later sleep. What it does is, you know the feeling when you wake up and you just seem to wake up in the morning and the radio goes off and it's just a very natural process and you're kind of alert. Then you're in the lightest sleep, and that's the best time to wake up. It's when you're climbing out of that hole of sleep and you're climbing to the surface of wakefulness. That can put you off for a long time, and it makes sure that you don't wake up. And they don't last that long. These periods of sleep, the waves are about 20 minutes each. Yeah. So you give it a window of about 20 minutes to wake you up, and it'll wake you up in that time.
And it does a great job. I feel fantastic because I usually travel 4 or 5 time zones at a time.
Mm. Okay. Good stuff. So it's called Sleep Cycle. You can rest now again. And we've got some women on the show, which really helps us out a lot as well. Got a call on the line, Chase. What's up, Chase?
Well, I'm interested in this app you mentioned about sound, whereby you hum some part of it or whatever, and then the app will actually take over and give it to you.
Yes.
And I didn't quite hear the total name. I understand it was Sound.
Soundhound.
It's www.soundhound, like a dog, soundhound.com. Right. And that was Art Factores. Art, do you have anything to add about that?
No, there's just that it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just
that's awesome. That's all you need to say,
simple,
right?
Yeah.
That it's awesome. Okay.
And the other question I had was where you get these various apps and how do I get them?
Oh, now, do you have a smartphone?
I do. We just got a new Apple 4S1 or whatever they're
Apple,
called.
Apple iPhone 4S.
Nice.
Well, you've got the best. You've got a better phone than most of us. So what you do is a part of that you had to sign up for an iTunes account when you were setting up your phone. Do you remember doing that?
Correct. Yes.
So you on your phone there's a little icon that will say App Store. And you tap on that, and then you just search for the different apps. There'll be a search field there, and you search for the different apps. When you find an app that you want, there'll be a place to install it. If it's free, it'll still ask you for your iTunes password as you go to install it. But if it's paid for, you'll have to pay for it at that point there. And so, but you'll have entered credit card information and that sort of stuff. So then it'll automatically install on your phone. It's the easiest process. It's one that you don't even have to think twice about. And once you've installed it, then you just tap on the icon. It automatically installs. And your biggest problem is going to be you're going to install so many apps that you're going to have about 8 screens of apps that you're going to have to scroll through. So you're going to have to learn how to organize all of your apps on as well.
Right.
But that's...
Well, we also got a, what's it called, an Apple MacBook Air?
Yes.
Laptop. And this is another thing. We're kind of the nerds of computer usage, and so we haven't really learned how to use either of them. I can make a call and store it and do whatever on the computer. I guess I've played with it, you know, to discover how it works to a large extent, but I still need to get some training on it, you know.
Where do you live?
I live in Yale Town, actually.
Well, I've got the absolute perfect place for you. Just head down the street on Homer Street. There is Mac Station.
Yeah.
Head into your Mac station.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and they've got a series of free courses that teach you all about your computer. That is the place to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So just drop in or go to their website, take a look, and they've got these great little series of tutorials and classes that they have on an ongoing basis that teach you how to use your computer, how to use the free apps, how to install apps, how to use your computer for a whole bunch of different things, and also how to integrate your iPhone into your whole life. So they'll take care of you on that side.
And regarding the computer, though, the laptop, is there a specific area to go to get information on?
Well, that's it.
There?
Go to Mac Station. That's what they teach you. They'll teach you. They'll start with the computer, but they'll teach you about both the computer and
the... And there is the app program for downloading apps now with the Mac, too, right?
Yeah, the App Store.
The App Store,
of course. You've got the App Store as well. So good luck with that, sir.
Great. Thank you.
Enjoy. And SoundHound, enjoy the music. We've got a bunch of tweets coming in. Let's take a look at some of our Twitter feed. We're getting people. WonderMap1.1, which displays weather, temperature, wind speed, and precipitation in real time. And that's from Wilsonak. It's called WonderMap1. That's pretty good. Oh, and he's also given us one called NASA TV. It's an iPad app which becomes a recent friend to watch SpaceX Falcon rocket launches, which has become a recent friend to watch. I don't quite understand that one, but let's NASA TV. Oh, so we should check out that one as well. We'll take a look. So those were from Wilsonak, one of our friends on Twitter. It's pretty good. Dave, you're up, sir.
My neck. Well, I now spend pretty much my entire waking moment as a web developer again, and I have two that I've used now for probably 7-8 years. The same two apps.
Apps?
Yep. BB Edit. And CSS Edit. One's just a plain old text editor, but it's been around for probably 15 years.
Dave.
And the other one's a CSS editor.
Dave. Okay. So
I spend so much time in the two of them.
Let's dial back the geekishness here just for a moment now. Now, when Dave says apps, he's taking us literally. For the most part, the spirit of the show has been we're talking about iPhone and iPad and mobility-type apps. Dave is taking it to the extreme, and he's putting it on the computer with most of these things because that's where you use these, and he's talking about applications on the computer. And BB Edit is the badge of the true turbo geek.
Yep.
You're basically writing
raw
in HTML.
Raw code.
Yeah, you're basically writing raw HTML code. Because I can remember the day that I was having trouble with something. You said, well, why don't you open this in BB Edit? And I tried, and it sucked. I got so lost, and I'm not even going to put those on the list.
What about Diablo 3?
Okay, you can talk about Diablo 3.
There you go, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now I gotta admit, I have a soft spot in my heart for listeners. We're jumping all over the place a little bit now, but Diablo is the game, a very popular game that on the PC and on the Mac as well now. But it's been a very popular one of the real first person role playing game where you would run around and you'd basically have to defeat these bad guys and all these creepy things and discover this map and gain extra powers. And I have to admit, with my son Luke, as he was growing up, we played a lot of Diablo together.
Oh, yeah.
And I really, really liked Diablo.
Yeah, well, that new version's now, what, a week old? Came out just about a week
ago. Wow.
Yeah, Diablo 3. And it's getting a lot of press because there's a pent-up demand for it. They were waiting for, I think it was only 12 years since
12
the last
years.
Time?
That's a long time.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Shut up.
Yeah. And the thing is that Diablo 2 remained a good playable game for many of those 12 years.
Yeah.
People were still playing it.
Yeah. Well, my son actually sent me an email or a text message when Diablo 3 was released. He goes, Diablo 3 is out today and my computer is too slow. So the computer guy's son, his computer is too slow. So I'm very happy because he's in university. So I'm glad that his computer is too slow to run it. Now, I'm hearing the one bit of criticism is that you can't play it offline. If there's no offline play.
You've got to be online to play it, yeah.
And so you actually have to be connected to their servers, and they're having some issues,
yeah,
are they?
I bought it the day it came out. Mm-hmm. And I hate to be hard on Blizzard, but how many games have they launched over the years where the very first day their servers get demolished?
Yeah.
Well, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't even get on the very first day at all. However, the second day, I logged on, I connected immediately, and every time that I've connected since then, it's been no problem at all.
Mm. Okay, and so, but the gameplay, it captures the flavor of Diablo?
Yeah.
Okay, let's throw out the phone numbers once again. If you're going to want to give us a call, share with us your favorite app. And one that's a little less geeky than BB Edit. I don't even remember what the other one he said was. 604-280-0650 is our phone number locally. Out of town, 1-877-280-0650. Or you can tweet us at DottoTech. We're going to take one more break. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to DottoTech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
What's the difference between a good painting company and a great one? It's more than just having professionals doing the work. I'm Heidi Nyleen of Warline Painting, and at Warline, we understand that painting is as much about the service you get as the job we do. We start with convenient in-home appointments, followed by detailed written estimates, and even professional color consultations. On-site, we are uniformed, clean, careful, and professional. Most importantly, our work is exceptional. Visit warlinepainting.com and set up an appointment so we can help you make your home beautiful with paint.
You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We have one more segment of DottoTech this fine week, a little bit of a different format. We're having some fun. We are talking about our favorite apps. We've got David Hathaway, we've got Paul DeMera, we have Art Factora, and Megan Hathaway has also joined us to throw in a few extra little bon mots, but she's shy and retiring. Paul.
Well, another one, because I'm a photographer, I love taking pictures, and of course the best camera is the one you have with you, right? And I always have my iPhone 4S with me, and it's called Pro HDR. And
yes.
You know, that is a good one.
What's amazing is there's an HDR field that you can select it in the iPhone.
Okay,
it comes built
let's
in.
Back up the bus.
Yeah, yeah. What's HDR, right? High dynamic range. So when we moved from film to digital cameras, we lost some of the wow factor that pictures would have, right? There's just not as much black to white as there is in a film thing. So with HDR, high dynamic range pictures, you get all the dark areas and all the light areas. So when you take a picture of something without it, quite often it'll be over white or over dark. You can't see details. Well, this program takes care of that. And it actually takes two separate pictures, a really bright one and a really dark one, and it merges the two together. Way better than the built-in one. And it's stunning, the pictures it can take. Just stunning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's called Pro HDR.
Yep.
It's like a $3 app or something.
Yeah, it's not very expensive.
And it works with the iPhone camera.
Yep.
So it's great for doing, it's for doing landscape shots. And
yeah, it's not for motion. If anything's moving, it's not going to work because it's taking two separate pictures. But if you're standing still, it's awesome. It's totally awesome.
I'm going to throw out one more myself. It's called Goodreads.
Mm.
Goodreads is a book app which allows people to basically catalog and keep track of all of their favorite books.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. Especially if you read series of books. It's like Diablo. You've got months or years between two books being released. And you're in there in the bookstore and you see, because they change covers, and you can't remember, did I read that book? you know, especially in a 6 or 7 part series, did I read that one or is that the last one? And you can't remember. Well, if you got it archived in Goodreads, it's like a reader's diary where you keep track of all the books that you've read. And you don't have to write them in yourself. All you have to do is use the camera on the phone, and they have the book scanning software that's part of Goodreads, and you just click on the barcode, and it imports all of the information about the book. It imports the cover into your Goodreads account. It imports the synopsis and a character synopsis. So again, if you're reading a series of books and you've forgotten exactly where you are in the story, when you buy the new book, because you can just look at Goodreads to read a synopsis of the previous book so that you can kind of get up to speed, so you're not going, oh, yeah, as you're hitting the third chapter, oh, yeah, that character did this. And you're just kind of, the past of the book dawns on you. It's called Goodreads. Again, it's a free app. And then it also, it's a social media type app, because as you go along, it'll say people who read your book, it's like the trusted advisor. It'll say, you might enjoy this book, you might enjoy this author.
They give you some suggestions, and yeah, that's nice.
Right now, it's called Goodreads. I think it's just a fantastic app. Okay, Art, did you want to throw in another one? Did you have one, or have I put you on the spot? He throws on his headset.
So, as a recreational guitar player, I would have to recommend Epic Tune.
Mm. Epic Tune, what's that?
It's essentially just a guitar tuning app.
Oh, yes.
Which is great.
Now, there's a couple of those.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton. And this is, I have downloaded probably about four, and this is the best so far. It is almost like a chromatic tuner. I'm not even a musician, so I shouldn't say. But it's the ones that look exactly like a tuner that would cost you about $30. It was free, or maybe 99 cents. And yeah, you put it up because it's got the speaker, right? The same way a digital tuner would have. Put it up to your acoustic. Boom, you've got your tuning standard. And it has all the other sort of regular ones, the drop D, the barcode tuner. If you're tuning it in different ways, but standard obviously is the one that I go with.
Does it do banjo tuning?
Well, I mean, I guess it's always the same. It's always the same note. So yeah, if you know what the regular standard tuning for a banjo is, it'll tell you what note it's closest to, and then if you're off by a bit.
Based on A440.
Sure.
Okay. I have no idea what that means.
I actually had to learn to play banjo for the musical I did years ago.
It's the tuning standard.
Yeah, it's the tuning standard. Yeah, that is good. Oh, that's a good one. Epic Tune. Dave Hathaway, the real guitar player in the crowd.
What do I use for guitar stuff? I use a package called Guitar Rig.
Okay, well, how does that work?
Well, Guitar Rig, basically, I use this live on stage. I use it at home practice. And basically what they've done is they've taken 25, 30 different tube and solid-state amplifiers, modeled them in software. They've taken 75 different guitar effects, echoes, delays, reverbs, stuff like that, all modeled it in software. So I open up Guitar Rig. I've got a separate little floor adapter for it that gives it a couple pedals and buttons. And I just basically, okay, I want this amp. I want these five effects. I want them in this order.
Oh, so you use it as
It's a live performance tool. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so absolutely fantastic.
Do you have to bring your Mac on stage with you?
I have to bring my Mac on stage, so I'll keep the Mac and the beer well far away. And you've got to be able to put up with looking like a total nerd on stage with your MacBook running.
But it's all about the sound, right?
It is all about the sound, and it's easily almost as good as hauling in, if you want to haul in 25 tube amplifiers into your show, or huge boxes of effects.
What percentage of musicians that play clubs and stuff do this now, do you think?
A large amount of them will use separate amplifiers that do pretty much the same type of thing. And I used an amp like that for many years. But I tried out Guitar Rig when it first came out a few versions ago, and I was like, well, this sounds great.
Has
and
it changed
it's just
the way your band,
better.
Is it changed the songs that you guys play as a result?
No,
like
but
that?
it's given me a lot more ability just to simply be able to dream up some new sound.
Right.
And I can sit there and actually what I did was I recorded a quick sample of what I'm usually playing, and I can sit there on an airplane and come up with new tone.
Okay.
Just sitting there, I just run the sample through, and I go, I can tweak, and by the time, by the time I'd got off that plane, I'd redesigned my entire guitar signal chain.
That's
so
cool.
So that is, okay, so that one is called Guitar Rig, and it's an app, ballpark pricing?
It's roughly $200.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can buy a light version of it. And you know, a couple different versions of it, and it's been great.
Once again, an iPhone or an iPad isn't good enough for Monsieur Hathaway.
Well, no, the thing is you can buy similar apps that work on the iPhone and the iPad.
So
Guitar
iOS.
Rig itself doesn't come out for either of those.
Okay.
But there's easily half a dozen apps that I could literally take an iPhone on stage and run my guitar signal chain through it.
Have you seen any of the bands that use GarageBand and actually play as a band using their
iPhones?
Yeah, there's some great YouTube videos of that.
And there was the last Gorillaz album was recorded entirely on an iPad.
Really?
All of it, yeah.
There Amazing.
You go. Yeah, vocals and all.
Amazing.
We've got Russ on the line. Russ, what have you got for us?
I've got an app called Apps Gone Free.
Apps Gone Free?
Yep, my son introduced it to me. It's an app review program that posts apps. App developers will post an app that normally sells for $1 to $10 or whatever. And they'll post it for free for 24 hours or whatever.
That's a neat idea.
This application pushes, you know, notifies you of 7 apps that they're reviewing, and they're free for downloading.
And then the idea being that if you download it, you're going to then offer a review, or you're going to at least rate it on the App Store so they get some reviews.
Exactly. Plus, you get it for free, and it's the full version with no ads. And so it gives you a chance to try different versions. Like you said, there's 1,000 to-do lists. One, you can choose the one that best suits your style.
There you go. And it's called Apps Gone Free. So APPSGONEFREE.
That's the one.
Apps Gone Free. What an excellent suggestion.
I've got to load that up right now, right?
Yeah.
I've already downloaded. I've downloaded at least 4 apps
as we're speaking. Thanks a lot, Russ.
You're welcome.
Have a great day now. Good. Apps Gone Free. What a good one. Okay. We're getting close to the end, but I think we have time. One more, Paul?
You know, I'll just throw this out there because a lot of people don't realize it, but the Apple TV box can be remote controlled. It's just a program called Remote that isn't built into the phone, but you can download it for the iPad.
That was one of the very first apps out there, wasn't it?
That's the same one. Is it the same one that I bought today?
No. Yours is different. Yours is for Keynote. This is just the remote control to remote control your Apple TV. And the reason I pointed out is because it has universal appeal. So if you have a music collection on, you know, say your computer, you can remote control that music collection from your phone and play it through your Apple TV. So it's great. You know, you have all these tunes on your computer, and you can see them all on your iPhone or your iPad and pick the ones you want to play and remote control them. It's really great. It's free and simple. Very simple.
And so that's basically using your Apple TV. That's different than using AirPlay to control to send the music from your iPhone.
That's right. AirPlay is playing the tunes you have on your iPhone. What Remote does is let you play the tunes you have on your computer. So if your entire music collection's on your computer, you can remote control it, and it basically will play through your Apple TV.
Okay.
Awesome.
What a list we have. We've got, there's just like, I don't know, we've got, it's going to take me a little bit of time. Don't, like, bust my chops in 8 minutes if this isn't up on the website. But we'll have it up by tonight, and it'll certainly be in the newsletter that goes out this week. So Art, I think that's just what it did. You think was this a worthwhile experiment doing the show this way this week?
Absolutely. I'm curious if we were to take all of the apps, how much would we be spending altogether?
Well,
not including the $50 apps.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Probably. I think you spend like $12.
That's not bad.
And it's different interests too, right? Different people have different interests, so it's great to chat about all this stuff because you always learn something, right? And that's awesome to learn.
And the thing about apps is that people have to recognize is just install them and use them, and don't, you know, just give them a shot. For the most part, you're going to find a free version. I think the smart companies give you an option of having the free version, and you know, try it out. But don't be afraid to delete it because there's not a million. There's a gazillion more apps where they came from, and just give them a shot and try them out because you're going to find little things. I think curious minds are absolutely blessed these days because there's so much that they can discover. That is pretty much all of the time that we have, Art. Next week, we're going to, I think, back to the regular format. If you want to drop by our website, dottotech.com is the address. You can register there if you didn't get through on the phone. You can register there. We are giving away later this week an Epson label writer. It's a very cool little device that is kind of like the old Dymo Remember the Dymo label printer? It's the same kind of idea, except it does a sticky label, so you can label everything from your kids to
And it doesn't fall off 10 minutes later?
It doesn't fall off. You can label that your cassette radio, your cassette collection, or all your VHS tapes, or just the spice jars. And that is from the good folks at Epson. So dottotech.com is the address for that. Of course, there you can also listen to this or previous episodes of Dottotech, and we take your comments and suggestions there. I have to thank my guests, David Hathaway, Paul DeMera, Art Factora, and I'm Steve Dotto. And you've been tuned in to Dottotech. We'll see you next week.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
All-time favorites, AM 650 is CISL Vancouver, a member of the Astro family.